Okay, so today is, what, the 7th of October, 2003, and we're going to be doing lesson number 266 called Crossing Knees and Coordinated Eye Movements. So begin by taking a moment to observe how you're making contact this morning. Notice how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor, how your spine is resting, your pelvis, your legs. And very slowly and gently roll your head just a little bit to the left and to the right. And again, go slow enough that you can really feel the fluidity of the movement, the range of the movement. The first moment that you sense that you may want to stop the movement. So again, you're rolling the head, which means that your nose will go from pointing towards the ceiling to going over to either the right or the left. And for now, let's say all of you have your eyes closed as you're doing this. And just notice, with your eyes closed, do your eyes follow the movement and pathway of the rolling of your head? Do they seem somehow tied in together, as if they naturally want to respond together, move together? Come back to the center and rest for a minute. Now this time, please open your eyes and roll your head once again gently and slowly to the left and to the right, and begin with your eyes on the ceiling, and then they will again follow the movement of your head going down each side. And does it feel different to you when your eyes are open than when they're closed? Do you feel like your eyes are more in charge of the movement now, or your head? Good. And return to the center and rest for a moment. Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And like last week, what we spent a lot of time doing is crossing the legs. So we're continuing from last week's lesson. So cross your right leg over the left, and you're crossing at the knee, not at the ankle. That's it. So your right knee is on your left. That's it. And now begin very gently and slowly to start to tilt your legs over to the right, just going as far as it's comfortable. So first, just feel the movement in your legs, what begins to happen with your pelvis, your spine. Good. Now this next time that you begin to take the legs over to the right, at the same time, begin to roll your head to the right. And one of the most important things throughout this lesson is being able to move things together. The timing. So that your head is turning or rolling at the same time that your knees are dropping over to the right side. For right now, do eyes closed and then we'll go to eyes open. Good. Now the next time your knees come up, you just pause there, keeping them crossed. And you're going to open just your right eye. So keep your left eye closed. And now continue with the movement of tilting the legs to the right, having your right eye go from the ceiling across over to the right side of the room as your head also turns. So you're looking with just your right eye. And notice for yourself, does your eye organize the movement of your neck? Or do they feel like they're relating together so that they move simultaneously? Or is your head responding first and then your eye follows? Really pay attention to the relationship of the use of your eye today and eyes and the movement of your head. And just continue a couple more times, observing your breath, your ability to breathe, Good. Come back up to the center and just keep your legs crossed again. Just pause there for a moment in that posture. Should feel fairly comfortable if we spend a good time of our day sitting with our legs crossed. Now this time you're going to open just the left eye. And you're going to continue the same concept, the same idea of now looking with the left eye to go to the right as your head rolls to the right and as you lower your legs down to the right. And you will all experience a very large difference, huge difference between the use of your two eyes. One eye may feel much easier to keep open. You can open it larger. The muscles around the eye doesn't tighten. It's huge, yeah. And then also notice the relationship of how you use your left eye now with the rolling of your head. This will tell you which is your dominant eye. That's it. So your left eye goes from looking at the ceiling, going over across the ceiling to the right side of the room as your head rolls and as your knees gently and effortlessly sink to the right. Good. Okay. And now this time, bring yourself back to the center and go ahead and rest on your back. So uncross your legs, lengthen them. And as you're resting there, bring some awareness and attention onto your face and sensing the muscles around your cheeks and eyes and in your forehead. Is there a difference around each eye? Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. Please cross your right knee over your left again. That's it. And with your right arm, you're going to reach across your chest and get a hold of your left wrist or forearm, whichever is most comfortable. So your left hand can actually rest, or your shoulder. Your left hand can rest on your stomach, your abdomen. So the right hand gets a hold of the left wrist, the left forearm, elbow, shoulder, somewhere there. Good. And now as you again tilt your legs over to the right, you're going to let your head and your eyes both go to the right, and you're going to pull with your right arm to pull the left arm and the left side of your body over to the right. Yep, eyes can be open. Actually, why don't we say from now on, because that's a good question, is to do both. So each movement will do with your eyes open a few times, and then you can close them. And then go back to having them open. See what the difference is for you. So your head should rest on the floor, and it's a rolling movement. And you can let your forearm rest on your abdomen, and just hold. Yeah, don't make it so hard. Just hold here and think of pulling. That's it. And feel now what happens throughout your entire spine. So you kind of end up rolling all the way over onto your right side. But you really want to make sure that you feel a relationship of your right arm pulling on the left. Feel the timing when that needs to happen. Good. And notice how you return back onto your back. Good. Okay, and go ahead and rest on your back again. Uncross your legs. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to standing. Once again, please cross your right knee over your left. And now this time, as you're going to take the legs once again down to the right, you're going to have your head and your eyes go to the right. Sorry, to the left. So your legs go to the right and your head and your eyes go to the left.
No.
Eyes open. Start with your eyes closed. Good. Now the next time you come back up to the center, go ahead and open just the left eye. So you're looking just with the left eye. So your left eye travels from the top of the ceiling over to the left as your head rolls to the left, but the legs continue to sink to the right. Really observe for yourself the use of your left eye. What is your attention like? Can you stay focused with what you're doing, or does this eye tend to want to wander? Very nice. Now the next time that you come up to the center, you will close your left eye and you're going to open your right eye. And you'll continue the same idea, but now with your right eye going across the ceiling and over to the left with your head, legs continue to go down to the right. And again, notice what it's like to use your right eye. Is it easier or does it feel more challenging than the left? How are the muscles around your right eye responding? Is it easy to keep that eye open or are you barely able to open that eye? Good. Come back to the center. And then just a couple more times, I know it's a lot, is to have both eyes open. So your eyes look to the left, your head goes to the left, and your legs drop to the right. Good. Come back onto your back and rest. Bend your knees again. Cross once again the right over the left. Place, let's say, your left hand and forearm on your abdominal area so that you can grab with your right hand somewhere on the left arm, whatever you did last time. Good. And now this time you're going to continue to have your head and eyes go to the left. Your legs sink to the right and you pull your left shoulder or left arm over to the right, using the right arm. The head and the eyes go to the left and have them open to start with. And you can use both of them. So they both look over to the left, your head rolls to the left, and you slightly pull on that left arm, either the forearm, the wrist, or above the elbow, wherever it's most comfortable. Some of you are grabbing up by the shoulder, which is absolutely fine. This is creating a higher level of differentiation way up in the neck because you're now bringing the shoulder blade area over to the right. In the previous movement, the shoulder girdle area stayed fairly neutral. And often the shoulder area wants to respond with our neck. Good. Now continue, but close just the left eye. So you look with the right eye. Good. And let it go and rest on your back. And again, as you're resting there, just take a moment to observe how you're lying on your back now. Really draw your attention onto your face. And again, the muscles around your eyes, your nose, your cheeks, your mouth, your forehead. Is there a difference? Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to roll to your sides and bring yourself up to standing. And just standing for a moment so you can feel the difference between the two sides. And then you'll just come right back down to your spot, okay? So go ahead and roll to your side. Feel standing and then feel what it's like to turn yourself to the right. So you just stand for a moment. And then turn your head and your eyes to look to the right or look over your right shoulder. See what that's like, and then compare it to going to the left. Good. And back down onto your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. And now this time you're going to cross the left knee over the right. So again, you're crossed at the knees and start very slowly and gently just taking the knees over to the left. So go slow enough that you can observe for yourself and notice, do you do the movement differently now taking the legs to the left? One of the questions I had you ask yourself last week was, do you tend to rotate more or extend and side bend? That's it. Now, as you continue going to the left with your eyes closed, allow your eyes and your head to follow the movement so that they're going also to the left. So that means the back of your head rolls along the floor. And then go ahead and open your eyes and use both of your eyes to look to the left. Good. And Come back and pause just for a moment on your back. Keep your legs crossed. And now this time, keeping your left eye open, close your right. Continue this idea of taking your legs to the left and looking with the left eye as your head also rolls to the left. If you go slow enough, you'll actually feel a difference in the speed at which you take the legs over due to which eye you're looking out of. Sense what the speed is like, the tempo with that left eye open. Good. Then the next time that you come up with your legs standing, pause so that you now can close your left eye and you open your right. And then once again, your right eye looks to the left as your head rolls to the left and you sink the knees down to the left. Very nice. And then when you're done with that last time, come back up to standing. Please uncross your legs and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, cross the left over the right again, the knee. And now this time with your left hand, you're going to get a hold of your right forearm, right elbow, shoulder, whatever's comfortable. And then as you sink the knees down to the left, you use the left arm to pull the right arm. So it's like you're bringing your entire self to roll over onto the left. And your head and your eyes also go to the left. And you can experiment by doing the movement a few times with your eyes open and then try it with your eyes closed. Very nice. Come back onto your back and rest. Bend your knees again, bring your feet up to standing, cross the left over the right. Good. And now let's begin with your right eye open and your left closed. And this time you're going to take your head and your guide your right eye to looking to the right as your legs go to the left. So your right eye starts at the ceiling and it goes across the ceiling and over down the right wall as your head rolls to the right. And at the same time, your legs are tilting very slowly over to the left. Again, you're looking with the right eye. Sense the use of your right eye. Is it challenging to look with your right eye? How are the muscles responding around your right eye? How are you breathing? Good. Now the next time you bring your legs up to the center, just pause to change over the eyes. So that'll mean to close the right eye and open the left. And then you begin to look with the left eye across the ceiling and over to the right. As your head rolls to the right, but again your legs continue to always go to the left. Go slowly. So your legs need to be crossed. So cross, Valentina. Left, nope, left over right. There you go. That's it. And go slow. So some of you have begun to, when the repetition becomes too much, you just start dropping the legs. Have a little more quality control. It has to do with allowing your neck to differentiate the cervical spine from the lumbar, the thoracic, and the relationships to the eyes and looking. That's it. And now just maybe once or twice look with both eyes. And when you finish doing it, let's say two times for yourself at your own pace, you allow yourself to uncross your legs and rest on your back. Good. And again, as you're resting now on your back, just check in and observe how your face feels, the muscles in your face, around your eyes. How are you sensing each shoulder blade now in your spine? Okay, now bend the knees, bring your knees up to standing to start with. And this time what we're going to do is you're going to slide your hands underneath the lower back. It's where the belt line is. So use your feet, first of all, to lift up your pelvis and lower back. So your hands are under the lower back. Not the butt, but the lower back, where a belt would be, right? And you're going to keep them underneath there. So in the past, we've talked about this. This is called a constraint. And why do we use constraints? Because they elevate the awareness of learning in the rest of the self. It prevents you from doing something so that you can learn something else. Now cross your right knee over your left, just as we've been doing. That's it. And just begin to start tilting the legs over to the right, slowly, and come up. We'll not worry about the head and the eyes yet. Just get familiar with how the hands can be underneath your back, resting so the palms are down, and as much as possible, the left shoulder blade now stays down. Okay, now allow your eyes to be open and have both of your eyes and head also go to the right. So the movement may become smaller, the range. So as you use your eyes and head to look and roll to the right and legs, that left scapula, that left shoulder blade, that triangular bone that you feel on the floor continues to stay on the floor. Not an edge of it. Attempt to have the entire shoulder blade. It reminds me of the shape of an elephant's ear. Yeah? Or the map of Africa. But look for all parts of the shoulder blade making contact. I know it'll feel next to impossible. Stretch your mind. So again, it's the constraint. So it means maybe you do the movement smaller. Very nice. Now, next time you come up, pause for a moment and just look with the left eye. So that means to close the right eye. You continue to look to the right, roll the head to the right, and sink the legs. And how does this change things? Is this easier when you only look now with the left eye? Good. Pause for a moment. Very gently and slowly pull your arms out, uncross your legs, and rest. So just slide them out really easily. There you go. In some ways, this is the opposite of what we did last week. Remember, we had the arms above, which is a very different relationship in the shoulder joint than having the arms behind the back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing cross. Well, before you cross, slide the hands underneath, same position. And then once your hands are underneath the lower back, cross the right leg over the left. And this time you're going to have your head and your eyes together go to the left. Once again, you sink the legs to the right. So they're going in opposition. So your head and your eyes go to the left. And you're looking to keep that left shoulder blade down. And notice, was it easier when the head and the eyes went to the right, or is it easier now with the head and the eyes going to the left? What's the difference? Good. Now the next time that you come up to the center, close the left eye so you only look with the right. And the right eye guides your head over to the left. Your right eye looks to the left and the legs continue to sink to the right, keeping that left shoulder blade down. So feel what has to happen with your ribs and the sternum. Something has to really differentiate to let that shoulder blade stay down. Good. Okay. Pause. Slide the hands out, uncross the legs, and rest. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Slide your hands under your lower back. And once they're under there, please cross your left leg now, the left knee over the right. And you'll begin to tilt the legs over to the left. Eyes open, and let both eyes and your head also go to the left. And as you're going to the left, we're going to want to keep which shoulder blade down?
The right.
You're so smart. So again, go slow enough that you can look for what is needed. What needs to happen in the sternum and the ribs and your spine that will allow this right shoulder blade to stay in contact with the floor as your head, eyes, and legs all go to the left. Now this next time, what happens when you close your right eye and just look with the left eye? Great. Okay, and bring that to a close. Again, slide the hands out very gently, uncross your legs, and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and one last time, slide your hands under your back. Cross the left over the right, and this time as you take the legs to the left, your head and your eyes will go to the right, and using both of your eyes in the beginning, so your eyes go across the ceiling and look down the right side of the wall with your head. Your legs tilt over to the left, and you're looking for keeping that right shoulder blade in contact with the floor. The eyes in your head are going to the right, your legs go to the left. That's it. Now the next time that you come to neutral or the center, keep just the left eye open, close the right. Look with the left eye to take your head and eye over to the right. Just continue the exact same movements, but only looking with your left eye. How does that change things? Is it easier, more challenging? Very nice. And when you finish this last time, wherever you are in the movement, you slowly come back to the center, take your hands out gently, uncross your legs, and rest. And one last time, bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. And before you cross the legs, cross your arms. So your left arm will cross first to reach over like the armpit of the right, and then the right should cross on top to get the left shoulder. So you're hugging yourself. and try to get your fingers around yourself as much as possible. But the right arm, that's it, should be on top. Good. Now cross your right knee over your left. Good. And now in this position, begin to take the legs over to the right, and at the same time, take your upper body to the right as well. So you're using that right arm to pull on the left shoulder. Head and eyes also go to the right. Come back. Now it feels like falling, doesn't it? Yeah, good. And now the next time, begin to take your head and your eyes to the left. So once again, the shoulder girdle, the legs go to the right, but the head and the eyes go to the left, and you'll have a really big difference in your balance. The movement will feel much more controlled. Good. Can you feel that your right hand is pulling on your left shoulder the same ratio that your right knee sinks down to the right? So again, in each of the movements, you're always looking for the quality of the movement, the relationship of the movements together. That's it. Now, the next time you bring yourself back up to the center, just pause long enough that you can change the crossing of the legs and change the crossing of the arms, which means that the left arm would be on top, right? The right arm is more underneath the left armpit, and the left hand is on the right shoulder blade. And you'll first take the legs, arms, everything over to the left, just once or twice, to really observe how different this is for balance. Really creates a sense of, in a way, falling. And so for a baby, the very first experiences of a baby doing this, they will immediately begin to learn to take their head and their eyes in the opposite direction for balance. So go ahead and take your head and eyes now to the right, and again, just feel the effects that has, how you can do the movement with greater ease and balance. You don't quite have that same feeling of falling. So what do you think falling relates to? Pop quiz today.
Loss of balance.
Right, loss of balance. Well yeah, but what would stimulate one to have the sense of loss of balance? Why would you have, either as a child or a grown-up or an adult, what would stimulate that experience? So do everything together. Go back to the first movement. Everything goes to the left. And why does that feel like you have less balance?
Because there's nothing balancing you from the other one.
Right. So what does counterbalance mean?
To have something balancing one off the other.
Right. But think in Feldenkrais language. What does it mean? I use the word all the time.
Organization.
That's one word, but there's another word. When things go...
Counterclock.
No. Falk.
Differentiation.
Thank you. Differentiating. So when you differentiate the trunk, either the ribs from the pelvis, or if the ribs and the pelvis go together, the head... It's when you differentiate out is what creates balance. So when elderly people start to lose their sense of balance and equilibrium, it's because they tip everything together. So if they walk on a sidewalk that's tipped down a certain way, they think that they're going to fall over because the head should stay over here, or the shoulder, the ribs. But it's more about differentiating than counterbalancing. It creates a counterbalance, but the word that you want to think is to differentiate, means to separate, to move in a different way. Yes?
Yes.
Everybody feel that?
Yes, after great. I made it in left opposite side to keep more balance, I tried to do again this
everything
side, and balance became better.
Of course, because sometimes you need to have balance all on one side.
And what about the eyes? Was it for everybody more difficult one?
Oh, yes.
So the eyes was difficult?
No, it's not like that. It depends on the person. Okay, so come back. Everybody rest. So lengthen your legs, rest your arms down by your side, and notice how you're lying on the floor now. So Danielle, to answer your question, for everybody it's different, and why had you pay so much attention to it? Because it will tell you which eye you use more. There's a huge difference. But it has nothing to do with being right-handed, right-sided. It has to do with which eye you've learned to look with and developed. It's huge, though. For me, it's my left eye. No, mine's my left eye, and I'm more dominant on my right side, but it's my left eye.
The one that you have more difficulty?
No, it's easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
How depends if you have good vision or bad vision on that?
I would say that your vision is determined by the use of each eye. So I think the use starts and develops into... We haven't done, I don't know, Anne, have we done any research on that level yet? Wouldn't you say it's which I would guess as the child, as an infant is starting to move, they're already learning at that early stage which eye is coming clearer into focus, and it's happened so early. And so the more that one eye is focusing, those muscles are learning, they're going to favor using that one more than the other. So...
That's why kids who have a lazy eye have to be patched on the good one so the other one will start kicking in.
Kicking in. So.
It's also true on like your left right dominance. Ordinarily, your eye dominance is split.
Yeah.
So you don't have that automatic, well, just your left foot, each left arm.
Right, exactly. So. And the other thing that it relates to, which is so interesting, what I experienced last year, is 90% of the time, the dominant eye is the eye that sees further away. It's your distance eye for nearsightedness. The other one becomes your closer eye because it takes a greater skill inside the muscles to see further away. So that's how they're able to do these other processes with your eyes. Okay, so taking your time, go ahead and roll to your side. Bring yourself up to sitting and standing. And just observe as we always do, just standing for a moment on the hard floor, feeling what your balance is like, first of all. And then we'll go through turning a little bit and seeing what turning feels like. So go ahead and begin to turn to the right. Look over your right shoulder. See what that's like, and then turn to the left. Look over your left shoulder. And now let's do the opposite. So let's have your body turn to the right, but your head and eyes look over the left shoulder. So your body goes to the right, and your head and eyes look to the left. Or think of looking over the left shoulder. Good. And then do the opposite. Take your body to the left and your head and your eyes to the right. It's very different in standing now, isn't it? Good. Okay. And then let it go and walk around the room. And just observe how it feels in walking now. So places that you do like this oppositional stuff is, for example, driving in your car. You can't turn your shoulder girdle. Well, you need to look over your shoulder. So that's a very differentiated movement. Your hands are on the steering wheel, and you got to keep your arms there. So you've got to be able to, or have an accident, right? And this is one of the most challenging things for elderly people. They've lost that differentiation. Right? But then there's other times, like baseball or something, or you know, where you maybe take the head back, everything goes back together. So it's not that one's better than the other, but it's the use of them. Okay, thank you all. Everybody have a good week, and we'll see you next week.